The Gemara over here on the face asks that why, according to Rabba, that there's an emes of shash on the get, why is it enough to have the shliach be made that the get is kosher? L'chor you need two edim like every edus. Ever the Gemara yirachan nemen b'yisurim. Zog the Gemara emod armina yirachan nemen b'yisurim k'goyin chatichas safek shachel or safek shashum and delay is chazek yisura. Aber hoch des Chazak Yisura, der Eishas is, Havidava Shabarva. In the Rishonim, there's a Machlekes, you'll hear about it in the coming days, Mitzvah Hashem, whether the Gemara is asking one Kasha or two Kashas, is the Gemara asking is Chazak Yisura, plus Dava Shabarva, or it's one Kasha, which is a whole topic for itself. Let's learn the Gemara Kipshuta, like the Ramban says, that it's two Kashas. The Gemara says that over here, Eirech and Amisurim can't help. Because this is Chazak Yisur, we have a lady who's a Vade Eishes Ish, and Erechot is not Neman, B'mokum is Chazak Yisur. And Tzvein, this is Dov Shebe Erev, and Ein Dov Shebe Pachas Mishnei. What's the Mokker, B'chlal Le'erech Anem Yisur, and Halei B'chol Terekul, Apishnei made them Yorkum Dover. So Rashi in Yevamah says, that the Mokker is, Rashi over here is not clear. Rashi Bayal says, "Eirechan em visurin sharei hemina Torah kol echod veechod mi Yisrael al afrostas truma al shchita al nikra agid vachelav." Rashi in Yevamos is much clearer. Rashi says, "V'havadei pshita lon desamchinin alei kol zman shalei nechshad ilah avachi ein lecha adam oichel mishach averu ein lecha adam seimach al bnei beisai." Rashi says that the raya that Eirechan em visurin is a practical raya. The practical raya is otherwise a person can't go home and eat. A person can't eat by a friend. And the normal living is that a person eats at home. His mela must be the Eirech Anem Bisurin. That's the marker that Rashi brings down. So Rashi quotes a number of cases, Rashi Bayos. What does Rashi say? Parshas Truma, Shchita, Nikar Hagid Vachel. Effectuasis, famous Kasha, that L'choira is no Raya from Shchita, from Parshas Truma, over there is Chazak Yisura. Over there is his chazik that the thing was also till now. Elamai, so why are you neman over there? Like Rashi himself says later on, because of biyodai. Factoises, how could Rashi say that the makor for Erechanem Bisurin is from this whole list of places? Halloy, those places are biyodai. And Bibal, they're biyodai. It can't be because of Erechanem Bisurin. And what's the raya that biyodai, the nemanus is not because of Erechanem Bisurin? Because Eirech Anem Yisurin doesn't work by his Chazak Yisura, and Biyodai does. The male effect is over here. How could Rashi say, Pirush HaKuntra Sharehemina Torah Kol Echad Ve'echal Afrosas Truma V'Shmita V'Nikar Agid V'Chelev V'Lohayla V'Ask Afrosas Truma V'Shchita T'Bahanu Neman Afakaf Des Chazak Yisura Shum Du Yodai L'Takna K'mo Shem Pirush HaKuntra B'Samach. Tais is this, the Mamanashach. Haloi, these places are his Chazak Yisura. Eirech is not Neman by his Chazak Yisura. So why neman over there? Als biyadai is doch minei be mochrach that biyadai is not the nemanas of Eirech Anem Yisurin because Eirech Anem Yisurin doesn't work by his chazak yisura. Factoises, how could Rashi come along and say that the mocker for Eirech Anem Yisurin is from shchita? How could Rashi come along and say that the mocker for Eirech Anem Yisurin is from shchita and afarsas truma? Those places your biyadai. And biyadai is not the nemanus of Eirech Anem Yisurin because those places are his chazak yisura, and Eirech Anem Yisurin doesn't work by his chazak yisura. Musdach zayin that biyadai is a new nemanus. Is a mela that can't be a raya from there to the din of Eirech Anem Yisurin. That's Tosis's famous kasha. Rashi Tosis goes on to say that the mukar is a different mukar. It's from nida, from the sphere of the nida, the zayin nikim, etc. The lady's neman to say she's tar. That's the famous kasha on Rashi, how could Rashi say the mukar is from shchita and afarsas truma over there? It's biyadai, and we know biyadai is not the din of erecha because erecha doesn't work by his chazak and biyadai does. So there's a famous teretz of the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vav Perak Vav Beis Halevi in Chelik Beis Simin Lamed Zayin Ois Gimel in Chelik Beis Simin Lamed Zayin Ois Gimel Beis Halevi and the Shmaitza Shneim Nisnavu B'Signe Nechod. They both said basically the same teretz. And they said that it's based on a ma'arik in Ayin Beis, in Shuvah Ayin Beis. And they say like this, the ma'arik says in Shuvah Ayin Beis that the reason why biyadai is neman against his chazak yisura is not because biyadai is a new nemanus. Das heißt, Tois is auf Verstanden, that the reason why Biyodo works against his Chazik and Erecha doesn't work is because Biyodo is a Nun Amonis. If the Pshad is that that's the way Biyodo works by his Chazik, Erecha doesn't work by his Chazik. Biyodo works by his Chazik. Why is Biyodo work? Biyodo is a Nun Amonis. What's the Nun Amonis? So the Shmaitzer brings down that it's the famous Rosh in Nizokin, the famous Rosh in Nizokin in Gittin, Simon Yud Gimel, that the Rosh over there says that Biyodo is a Nun Amonis called Bailus. The Rosh says in Parakan Nizokin again, Simon Yud Gimel, that the Namonis of Biyodo is a Nun Amonis called Bailus. Azach, that's Biyodi to do. Azach, that I can facilitate myself. So I have Bailam on the Isser. It means an Isser, that I have the ability to change the Isser. I'm a Bailam on the Isser. And there's a Nun Amonis called Bailus. Bailam. The Mela says the Shmaitza, and the Vesalevi goes with that Mahalach, that's the answer, A, to Rashi's Kash on Rashi, and that's also the Hezber Shitas Tosfos. Birat Vorm is as follows. Rashi learns that Biyodai helps by his Chazik Yisur is not because Biyodai is a Nun Amonis. Biyodai is not an Amonis. There's only one Amonis called Erech HaNem Yisur. There's one Amonis called Erech HaNem Yisur. No, when it says Chazik Yisur, Erech HaNem Yisur is not believed. Vos Totmin, I get rid of this Chazik. How do I get rid of this Chazik? It's Biyodai. The lesson of the Marik is that Biyodai is Migarea the Chazaka. And Biyodai is Migarea the Chazaka. Haloi, Chazaka means that there's a status quo. Chazaka means that the situation is unchanged. But Biyodai, I could change the Matzev. It's open to change. It's possible to change. I could change it. Memela, Biyodai neutralizes the problem of his Chazik Yisura. And I go back to the Amonis of Erech HaNem Yisur. Memela says the Beis HaLevi and the Shmaitza that's the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Why does Biyodai take care of his Chazik Yisura? Tosfos learned that Biyodai takes care of his Chazik Yisura. Erech is not believed by his Chazik Yisura. Why does Biyodai work? Why is Achaz Biyodai? You could shecht. You could be mafish truma. Why does it take care of the problem? It's a Nun Amonis. What's a Nun Amonis? Azach that Biyodai is under my jurisdiction, and it's called the Namonis of Bailin, Lashon of the Rosh, and therefore you're Namonis. So there's two worlds. There's a world of Erech HaNem Yisur, which doesn't work by his Chazik Yisur. There's a whole Nun Amonis called Biyodai, which works by his Chazik Yisur. And the two things have nothing to do with each other. They ribber factaisis. Factaisis are married to Kakasha. How could you bring me a raya from Shechita and Afoshtes Truma to the Etzel Amonis of Erech HaNem Yisur? And hello over there, it's Biyodai, and Biyodai is a whole Nun Amonis. And the raya that's a whole Nun Amonis is it works against his Chazik Yisur. Rashi holds Nishtazei. Rashi holds, there's no such Amonis called Biyodai Bechlal. That Biyodai takes care of his Chazik Yisurah is because it's Megareya in his Chazik Yisurah, because Azach that I could perpetrate a change to, Azach that I could facilitate a change, it's a weak Chazik Yisurah, it's a Giroyan, it's Megareya, his Chazik Yisurah. So I go back to a status quo that regular Eidachar works, and that's the famous raid of the Beis HaLevi with the Shmaitza about whether or not Rashi has the right and the justification of bringing a Makar to Eidachar and Bisur from Shechita. Biyodai is not an Amonis, Biyodai is Megareya, this Chazik. Like the Marik says, and Tosfos holds that Biyodai is a whole Nun Amonis. That's the famous raid of Rabbi Seinu. Came along the Beis HaLevi, and he says that the pshat that he says in Rashi is nothing less than a mafurash of Chiddush Eran by us. They printed the Chiddush Eran here? What page? Yud Zayin. The Chiddush Eran says in the middle, Elim Kein Toimar. He asks the Kashas on Rashi. And then he says like this, Elim Kein Toimar, unless you're going to say, the Ischazik Yisura, Ubiyodai Lisakin, Shover Leloy Ischazik Vein Biyodai. What does Chiddush Eran say? Maybe the answer to Rashi is that when you have a Ischazik plus a Biyodai, that's equal to Loyes Chazik without Biyodai. So basically, Levi jumped on the Chiddush Eran and he said, well, big mitzia, I found a Ran who says my pshat. What did the Ran mean to say? The Ran means to say, Hoshtikol Torah. Yodai plus Ischazik equals nothing, because the Yodai wipes out Ischazik, and you're left with Loy Ischazik and Loy Biyodai. So I have the right to compare both. And the Beis HaLevi said, Tos meant to Chiddush Eran. Chiddush Eran meant to say, Dishtikul Torah, that the Biyodai is Megarea the Ischazik. So now I'm left with classic Erechot, and that's what he meant to say. The problem with the Chiddush Eran is that he adds on two words. Upshara Hizu. He says, I don't like the Pshat, because this is a compromise. What type of compromise is this? If the pshat is correct, so there's no Ischazik Yisur over here, you go back to Erech. It's not a pshara. It's not a pshar. It's not a deal. It's not a balance. It's not a compromise. If the vort is correct, the Beis Halev is richtig and the Shmaitz is richtig, it's not a pshara. The pshat is that it's migareah, the mailo of Ischazik Yisura. We balance it's migareah, the mailo of Ischazik Yisura, so we're back to zero, which is regular Eid Echod. It's not mashra in the Chidush Aran that he meant the pshat of the Beis Halev. It's like this. I want to speak about Rachova about this pshat of the Shmaitz and the Beis Halev that they said that the pshat of Biyodoi is that it's migareah, the Ischazik Yisura, and then we go back to Eid Echod. First of all, there are two types of problems. There's one general problem, and then I want to kri harayin into the pinimiyas of the zach. The Beis Halevi and the Shmaitzer took on that the makor to Rashi teirach, it is taka from a case of biyada, because all the biyada does is neutralizes the ischazik. So what's the poshup shot in that? What's the poshup shot? The poshup shot is that ischazik means that we have a status quo, we have a chazaka de meikara. We take on that what was doesn't change, and when it's biyodai, so it's open to change. So there are two types of gefelach shvarkayin with this pshat, which cause tremendous akmas nefesh. First of all, what did they mean? They meant to say literally that there's no chazaka d'meikara here. They meant to say that the chazaka d'meikara is weak because it's open to change. Haloi, in all these cases, legabi all the other shailus besides Eirecha, there is a chazaka d'meikara. The Gemara says all over that if I have a suffolk on Truman, I have a suffolk on Shkita, we put it back on chazaka d'meikara. Punk, when it comes to Eirecha Nemisu, we say the chazaka is weaker. Means make up your mind. Biyodai weakens it or doesn't weaken it? It takes off the chazaka or doesn't take off? What type of pshat is this? That's the first kasha. So the first kasha is that if the pshat of Migareya means that chazaka d'meikara means that we take on that there was no change until we know otherwise. What does the Biyodai say? We're open to change. It could be change took place. So the chazaka is a shvacha chazaka. If it's a shvacha chazaka, so then you should never rely on this chazaka. Lagabi other shailas also, not just lagabi eid achot. When you have a suffolk in shchita, you shouldn't give it a chazaka. When you have a suffolk in truma, you shouldn't give it a chazaka. Either it's a chazaka, it's megareya the chazaka. What's up? It's punk, it's megareya the chazaka, punk lagabi eid achot. That's the first agmas nefesh that the Velt had on this pshat. The second pshat is even, second kash is much worse. It's a Velt shaila. So why dafka if it's biyodai of the guy who's being made? Let's say somebody else could make the change. If it's a din in Megareya, it's a din in the Zach that the Chazok is open to change, and therefore the status quo is not solid, so what does that have to do dafka that the Eid is biyodai? Let's say somebody else could be biyodai. If the Zach is open to change, it's open to change. What's keep me wrong if it's dafka him or somebody else? Those are the two geferlocha bavus takashes on the gang of the Marik, who said that the gather of biyodai is that it's Megareya in the Chazok of the Meikara. But I want to go much deeper. What's Taka the Pshat? Whether this Pshat or not, besides these general kashas that I asked, that if there's no Chazaka, there's no Chazaka, and what about somebody else? I want to talk about Bechlal, this whole business that the Shmaitzer and the Beis Halevi and the Marik said that it's Megareah, this Chazak Yisur, it weakens this Chazak Yisur, and we fall back to Erechot. This is Bavusta Shaila. What's the problem with this Chazak Yisur? Why isn't Erechot not believed? So, Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Aris, in Simen Samach Zayin Sefkot Vov, I would call him the Mor de Shmaitzer. Rabbi Chanan in Simen Samach Vov, Samach Zayin Sefkot Vov, and Kovitz Aris, Shtal Zachakira. I want to explain the Chakira. One side in the Chakira, and we'll call it the classic pshat, is that an Erech is not believed against the Chazaka. Bir Hadvarm. In the Torah, there's a psak called Chazaka. In the Torah, there's a psak called Chazaka. We paskin, use Chazaka as Achra. Chazaka tells us a story, or paskins a story. Erech is not strong enough. Can I get a Chazaka? It means if I have a Shaila about whether something's kosher or treif, and the Chazaka is Zoktazay, and the Erech is Zoktazay, the Erech is not enough to clash with the Chazaka. That's one way of learning. And then, it's a vort in the weakness and the ability of the Erech to go up against the psak of Chazaka. That's one way of learning. That's probably the classic way of learning. Rabbi Chanan suggests a different sad. Rabbi Chanan's sad is, I'm going to read it to you inside. Samach Zayin Oizvov. Shaloi hemina Torah Erechot Elo b'mokum Sofik. Aval hecha shebaloi hagadosoi hoya adim b'Torah Zvade v'lo b'Torah Sofik ein Erechot Neman. Repeat. Shaloi hemina Torah Erechot Elo b'mokum Sofik. Aval hecha shebaloi hagadosoi hoya adim b'Torah Zvade v'lo b'Torah Sofik ein Erechot Neman. In the Velt, it's Mekubal, that what Rabbi Chanan meant to say was a very extreme shot. That b'makom is chazak yisurah, b'makom where I have information, b'makom where I don't have a chalei safik, the entire parasha of Eirecha Nema wasn't given. I want to explain. Not because the Eirecha is clashing with a chazaka, and not because the Eirecha doesn't have the koyches to be mitzi from a chazaka. Nor the nemanis of Eirechor was given on an edus that's not changing status. That means the nemanis of the Eirechor was said when he's coming into a vacuum. He's saying a story that we don't know anything about. That means it's a fundamental limitation in the type of edus that the Eirechor is saying, not because it's clashing with anything. Which type of edus did the Torah give a nemanis for? A zan nemanis where we don't know, and he says what happened. In a case where we know, b'chlal, the parasha wasn't said b'chlal. It's mamash like a dovah sheba'erva. Those, which state of isurim did the Torah give a nemanis for? That's only a zan case where we don't know. When we know the Torah didn't give the nemanis b'chlal, nishgizak the ganze maisa. Now that vort is not a vort because the Eirechot is clashing with the chazaka. It's a vort in the type of edus that the Eirechot is saying. The Eirechor was only given an amonis when he's not coming to say that something changed. He's allowed to go give us new information. When he's coming to say that something changed, he's not an amon. For that, the Torah didn't give an amon to say something changed. Azei zoach Rabbi Chanan. Versteht man doch, that according to the first pshat of Yischazik Yisurah, is we'll call it that the Eirechor doesn't have a correct clash with the psak of Chazaka. That means the Chazaka paskins the thing is treif, and Eirechot says nishdazei. So then I could understand. We can begin to talk about the pshat of the Marik that amigareya. It's open to change. It's biyodoi, ignoring all the kashas that I asked. But if about it's biyodoi, if about I could change, it's open to change. So the Chazaka de Meikor is not a zah festa shtaka Chazaka de Meikor because it could be something happened. It could be there was a change. That could be. But according to Rabbi Chanan's pshat, bichlal the pshat of migareya doesn't get off the ground lechayra. What's Rabbi Chanan's pshat? It's not a vort because we're oge paskin chazoka that there's no change until I know otherwise, and that's a stronger psak than Eirechot. No, the pshat is that it's a limitation that the parsha of Eirechot and Misurin wasn't said on a za type of edus. So first of all, what does it help me that you could be biyodoi? So some people say that if you balted biyodoi, that's called it's a matzav of sofik because I could shaf a sofik. Very fair. If the yisoid of Yischazik Yisur is that I don't have the ability, b'chlal, the parasha wasn't said on a place where I know what's going on. I'm talking about the edus that you're saying. It's a din in the edus. What is the narrative of the edus that I'm saying? So what does biyodoi help me? If I'm not believed, the Torah didn't give the parasha, what's getting wrong that I could have done a biyodoi? What's bigareh mean? Is l'choy really that sad b'chlal, hepsa chishon de ganza maiso, the pshat of the marik of bigareh? But l'choy really, there's a new derech how to understand this chazik yisura, not the first way, not the second way. I don't want to be marchiv on it and start the sugya now. I want to give a little bit of a hakdama to the whole sugya of Eirecha Nem Bisurin, and then be matzia a new understanding of what is Chazak Yisur is. Not Tzad 1 of Rabbi Chanan, not Tzad 2 of Rabbi Chanan. And tomorrow, for sure, there'll be a hachov on this. You all know that there's a famous hakir in the Welt. I want to bring down many nafkamidas. Let's go into the heart of Eirecha Nem Bisurin. The Welt declares, and I'll show you more Yudhika Nafkaminas to this. The Welt declares, a famous Shaila, what is Eirecha Nem Bisurin? Is the gather of Eirecha Nem Bisurin a gather of an emonis like Eidos? I want to explain what I'm saying. I want to say too clear. I'll bring you five Nafkaminas, which bring out the power of this Chakira. What is Eirecha Nem Bisurin? Is Eirecha Nem Bisurin a din Eidos? That means, the same way the Torah believed two Eidos by Momin and two Eidos by Erva, the Torah believed the Gabi Surin Echor, it's a full-scale Nemonis. It's Eidos. Eidachon Nemon Bisur. Or the Pshat is Chas HaShalom. Eidachon Bisur is not a full-scale Eidos. I'll be Shnayim Eidim Yochum Dover. Now the Torah HaKadosh said that for Yisurim, you can rely. If a guy said it's Beseder, you can take on like that. You don't have to be Chayshish. But it's not a Nemonis. It's not a full-scale. I'll give you a Pasha the Nafkamina. The most powerful Nafkamina. Is there Lesana Bereacha Eid Shoker? Lav in the Torah. You're not allowed to be made checker. A guy was made that you go into a restaurant, the guy was made that it's kosher, and he lied. So besides all the other problems, is he over a lav? Are you over the son of Rechei Choker? The Pasha de Nafkamina. Are you over the son of Rechei Choker, Echa Nem Yisurin? L'chor, it's totally. If it's a parsha of Eidos, then yeah. If it's not a parsha of Eidos, just the Torah says that Lagabi Yisurim, you don't have to be Cheshish. That's the Nusach I'm going to say. So if I didn't have you over the son of Rechei Choker, I wasn't made, Bechal. So Minchas Chinuch says, interestingly enough, in Lamed Zayin or Is Gimel, Minchas Chinuch says in Lamed Zayin or Gimel, he says it, that it's a Dover Poshet, that a guy who's made a Echad B'Yisurim and he lied, he's over the lav of Lissana B'Echei Chokar. That's Raya number one. And Nafkamina number one is a person who lied in the Edus of Echad B'Yisurim, are you over the lav of Lissana B'Echei Chokar? Second Nafkamina, which the Achorinim speak about, will it be Kivin Shehigid? Is then Edus Kivin Shehigid Shuvein Echazer Magid? Is there that din be'erachan and bisurin? Third nafkamina, the third nafkamina that I'm going to say, the Torah's gittin, speaks about this nafkamina. It'll probably be in shir on Sunday next week. We're not going to get to it here. But the Torah's gittin, speaks out a third nafkamina, and Torah's gittin's toile machlekes rashi teisa, mori tikka nafkamina. You all know the din is, all over Shas, komoku she'emina Torah erachot. Where's the Torah believe in Eid Achor? For example, Lagavi Mominis, Chayav Shvuah. One Eid came along and said, Reuven or Shimon, or Moed Mikt, he owes Shimon $1,000. What happens if a second Eid comes afterwards? So we normally would say that Eid Achor Bachosha. No, we have a din called what? Called Makom Shemina Torah Eid Achor. Hareyu Kishnaim. When the second Eid comes, we throw him out. And we don't say that it's a clash of one on one. What will be by Yisurim? One guy comes along and says, it's kosher. And a half an hour given, a second guy comes along, it's dreif. Do we say, come welcome, Shemina, Tayre, Dachar, Areo, Kishnaim, and the second guy we throw out, because he's Chabdom, welcome, Trey. Tayre's Gittin, by the way, is Miramis, that it could be Tali in the Machlikas Rashi Tesis, whether the din of Edachar and Abisun is learned out of a Sfora from the Velt, or it's learned out of a Pasuk, like Tesis says. But Akapon, this is a classic Nafkamina. If the din is a din Eidos, so then you can have the din of come welcome, Shemina, Tayre, Echod Harei Kishnayim, and then when the second guy turns up, we throw him out because it's Chad B'Makom Shtayim. If it's only a Chshash, so then you have a Sufik. One guy said like that, and one guy said like that. Poshet Nafkamina. So one Nafkamina is Leisana. A Tzveta Nafkamina is Kivin Shehigid. A third Nafkamina is a big Shaila of Komakum Shemina Tayre Echod Harei Kishnayim when another guy comes afterwards. It's like this. In the Gemara and Yevamos that you all have, let's see it inside. In the Gemara in Yevamos, there's kama v'kama diyukim that it's not an emonis. Okay? That it's not an emonis. First of all, the Gemara over there says svaruhu. You have to know what svaruhu means. But I want to say two diyukim over there, which are more than diyukim. The Gemara says that the classic case of erechot is sofik chel or sofik shuman. V'ase erechot v'omar bori li de shuman hu. Right? So, Maisa, if you'll check all over Shas, whenever it speaks about an aid being made, it never says a lashon of barili. What's the lashon of barili, the shumanu? The guy says barili, the chayev. We never heard such a lashon bichal. What's the guy saying barili? If it's an amonas of erecha, the klapi yisurim, you have an amonas kishnayim. So the guy was made, that it's shuman. What's the emotional tainich, min zikr? And if you're not zikr, either you are not. You never heard in regular aidus, as that taina, the guy says barili. But more than that, look in the lashon Rashi over there, and this is the heart. Rashi says, Pshita le de samchin ale kolzman shale nechshad. Pshita lon de samchin ale kolzman shale nechshad. This Rashi is the heart of the sugya here. What does Rashi say? We rely on him, kolzman, he wasn't nechshad. Now, if you remember through your travels in Shas, did you ever see a zah expression of Rashi when he talks about Eidos? Samchin ale kolzman shale nechshad. Oops, that's apology. We rely on him, kolzman, there's no chshad. And the regular Eidus, I never saw such an apology anywhere in Shas. The Rashi said, you can rely on the Eidus. Kol zman shalei nechshad. As long as he was a chashur, you can believe on him. What's Vildo Rashi? Is it there? It's inside the diuk in the Gemara of Barili, inside the Lashon of Rashi, is mashma that there's no nemonos over here. It's not Eidus. B'chal. No, the word is, we'll take the Lashon of Rashi. Kol zman shalei nechshad. Until I know otherwise, and I don't have a reason to be chashur. Why should be chashur? What's Rashi apologizing? Where do we find ever in Eidus? In other words, if together is that the Torah gave a nemonos, okay? The Torah gave an emonis to an erechot. The Torah gave an emonis to an erechot. You're an emon, like Edom, just by money. You need two, and by Yisurim, you need one. So what's Rashi apologizing? Kol's manchal in Echshad. Mashman Rashi, that it's not an emonis, b'chal. Mashman Rashi, it's not Edos. No, the word is, that Afifol, that I don't know anything else. Why should I be chayshish? V'astaf chayshish zayin, legabi Yisurim, that means, legabi Yisurim, it's enough that I don't have to be chayshish. That's what the pshat is. Not the pshat is that legabi Yisurim, one is enough of an emonis. No, the word is legabi Yisurim, you don't need an emonis. No, legabi Yisurim, it's enough that I'm not chayshish. Azayish chayr state in Rashi, and emesis, that's Mefurash HaTaz. The Taz is in Yerodea, Simin Tzad, the Ches of Konveys, an astounding Taz Mamish. The Taz is in Simin Tzad, the Ches of Cotton Bays. the Taz over there in Tzadik Ches of Cotton Bays in Yerodeo talks about the Tzad and Simon Tzadik Ches of Cotton Bays talks about the. Do you have it? I thought it was my idea. It's not here. It's not there. Yeah, the Tzaz and Simon Tzadik Ches speaks as a moiridiki idea. Zok the Taz over there speaks about the namonis of a goy to be toyim. The Taz over there speaks about the namonis of a goy to be toyim. Mesiach lefitumoy, yesk a goy if it's kosher treif. Zok the Taz. The ain mesiach lefitumoy namon bemili de araisa haini bemidi de boy edos dafka. Mashein kein beisu veheta shape mahani de bezel loy beinon edos gemura. Elabim yesh lanu hoychach asagi. Teda, don't eat nothing ever b'isurim la'atir. Hear me, sir? The Taz says, I'll bring you a raya that you don't eat by Yisurim Eidus. All you need is epes ha'echacha, because eidachar works. V'imkein ha'chanami mesiach lefitumoy. D'mizeh yesh lanu svara, she'ain sham iser, v'sagi b'zeh. V'ha'raya, she'kfeilo agoy yishakuk, mahani afilo be'ein mesiach lefitumoy, you're going to ask him. Mitam do'le mari cheskosu, because he doesn't ruin his chazoku. B'midi d'boy Eidus, vade lo mahani dovazah. So the Taz is chloride, the Taz is machriya the chakira. Is it an emonis, or is just, I don't have to be choshev? The Taz says explicitly, and the Taz therefore goes ahead and takes it and expands it to other areas where you don't need a edos, all you need is a hachacha and a svara, and it's sagi b'zeh. So the Taz is mefurish, l'chayr it's geboit on this lashon of Rashi, that we don't have what to be choshev about. So where are we holding in the nafkaminas? Mitzad echad, we have a mefurish menchus chinuch who says, yo'ivr l'sana b'recha yichaka, l'chayr that needs edos. We have a Torah's Gittin over here who says Mefurish. That is a din of Komakum Shemina Torah Erech Areu Kishnayim when the second guy comes along his bottle. It's a Chad B'makum Shnayim. Mitzad Sheni, we have a Mefurish Rashi who says L'chayr Elei Nechshad. We have a Mefurish Taz who says explicitly that's not a din of Edus. The Taz clears the Chakira that I'm clearing. The Al Kulam is the famous Rambam. Can't walk away from Psicha to Erech without learning the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Tazayin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Vav. Do you have it? No? Oh. Zokter Rambam, in Perek Tezayin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Vav, a shocking Zach. Zokter Rambam, you all know that in order to go be Machayev somebody Malkus, you have to have two Eidim that the guy ate Chazer. You have to have two Eidim that the guy was boiled a Grusha, Kohen. What about the information whether it's treif or not? Not the mice eating. The mice eating avada, in order to go punish somebody, you have to have to wait them. You can't give malchus without to wait them. What about the shayla whether it's treif or not? Sok the Rambam. Omar eid echod chelev kloyos uze. Klaya kerem. Grusha ishazu. V'ochal oibal be'edim achash yisra boy. Hareza loike. Fek the Rambam. Alfa pisha ikur her isra be'ed echod. How do we know, Bechlal, that this thing is treif? Only Eid Echad. What happened? Eid Echad said it's treif, and then two guys saw him eat it. In fact, Rambam, how can you give Malkus? Hali, you're basing yourself on Eid Echad who said that it's treif. Albeit it's true, you have to aid them who saw him eat it. So, Dr. Rambam, why? Afal pisha iser be'Eid Echad. So, Dr. Rambam, this is the famous Rambam, that holds that you could be machzik and iser, aval ha iser atzmoi be'ed echad yurzak. If I want to know whether it's aser, and eid echad's enough. I need two eidim to tell me that he ate it. Now let me make a cheshbon. Choyra, if I hold that, like the Taz, that it's not a nemonis, it's just a hechacho ba'alma, that it's sagi for yisurim, that we don't have reason to be cheshish, how can you go build a malchus on such a thing? Halloy, albeit it's true that we're prepared to hear that you don't need to have to aid them on the etzim shadow, whether it's kosher or not, that it's enough aid isur be aid echad yurzak. I can be marzik it that up be one aid. That's only the chayr if the one aid has an amonis. If the one aid has an amonis like Gabi Yisurim, then are we prepared to hear a huge chiddush that hagam that on the etzim isur, I only have one. Here we say like this: the Gabi Yisurim, the Torah believed 100% aid echad isur be aid echad yurzak. No, Avifah, that I know that it's Asr in the world of Yisurim. So when you eat a Zach, that's Asr in the world of Yisurim, you get Malkus. But if it's only a avod that we don't have to be choishev, that's enough to go give malchus. So it's mekubal. Then it is Rambam shteit na'al getaz. Shteit mefor is that the gather ve'enachar is the gather of a full scale nemonis. There's a mail like this. If that's pshat, so we have in front of us of chakira with machlekes of the katmoinim. But if we're going to learn in Rashi the way we're being medayik, like the Taz is medayik, that it's nothing more than what's the lashon of Rashi that calls man you're not choshed, we take on like that, but it's not a real nemonis. So then we have a new pshat of Ischazik Yisura, a whole new understanding. Together, Ischazik Yisura is not the extreme tzad of Rabbi Chanan that there's no nemonis b'chlal, because he's saying the wrong narrative. That's not the pshat. And the pshat of Ischazik Yisura is not that there's a clash between Erachon and Chazaka de Meikar. That's not the pshat either. Now the pshat is the chmuchah from the Taz and from Rashi, the whole apachas laid them, not like the Michas Chinuch and not like the Rambam, but from the Rashi and the Taz, it's clear that Erachon is not an amonis. What does Erachon say? Listen, we don't know any better. Until I have chash, why should I be chashash? So then it's a svar pshuta why is chazik yisur, it doesn't work. This that we say that, listen, why not rely on Kozman, there's no chshad, that's not enough to take away from something that I know what the din is. That's enough to go be misalik a din. Not because the psak of chazaka de meikar is better. Not because an erechot is not enough to be mitzi from a chazaka. Chazaka de meikar means that it gives a status and we pass into that's the status. And then you want the erechot to go change the status. Nothing to do with that b'chal. I'm saying a different word in Gansin. It has nothing to do with the fact that there's no nemonis b'chal. And not because I can't be mitzi from chazaka because there's a clash between what the chazaka zokt. No, the word is vibal to begin with. The ganze zach is nishke nemonis. Nor it's a word of mehechetesi. I should take on now like that. That's only when I don't know. But when I have in front of me a din, when I have in front of me a din, that I know what the din of the object is. So that's not enough. That why should we be chayshar in you is not enough to go change the din of something. It's a weakness in the ability. Vibal, it's not an nemonis. It's not an amonis. No, the word is, it's not an edus tikadin. It's not edus. It's a weak amonis that as long as somebody's made it, that it's mutter, we don't have to be mistopic. I'm deliberately saying with the niggin, because that's the toichen of Rashi. What is this gether that it's not edus? So what is it? What's the lashon of Rashi? Kol zman, you're not nashon. What does it mean? What that means is that kol zman, you're not choshut. Why should we be mistopic? Yeah, it's sagi, says the Taz. Okay, we don't have a reason to go be mistopic if somebody says that it's okay because mehechatesi. But if we had a situation that the zach was usher, so we have isra in front of us. That's not enough to go rely on that. Why should I go be mistopic when a guy says right now it's treif? You want to go ahead and use this guy's nemonis to go be misalik and change the status? That not nothing to do with the psak of chazak. We're talking about a practical zach. So if I have a suffix, whether something's usher or not, and a guy comes along and says it's kosher, why not? Why shouldn't I rely on him? Then I can rely. That there's no isser b'chal. But if I have a zach that I know that till now was usher, so stam that mehecha tesi, he's lying, that's not enough for a reason. If that's the pshat, and mistama, that's the posh pshat in his chazak yisura. The pshat of chazak yisura is very problematic, by the way, because the first pshat of the Rabbi Chanan is a very extreme pshat. That b'chal is no nemonis. The second shot has a major problem in lamdus. What's the second shot? Erechot can't clash with a chazaka. So there's a famous kasha in lamdus. If I believe the erechot, there is no chazaka. Chazaka was only activated when there's a suffix. If I say that the erechot is believed to clarify the suffix, you don't have a chazaka b'chal. The third shot saying a different shot in Gansin. The third shot saying that it's not an nemonis b'chal, like Rashi says. The minute that it's not an nemonis, I don't have to go break my head to figure out why by Yischazik Yisura it doesn't work. Fakert, it's mehechatesi, we should be mistopic. Mehechatesi, we should be mistopic. But when I have something that's also, it obliges also. Ebazay, if that's the pshat, so b'chlal, I'm not even sure that it begins the whole shayla of migareah. I'm not even sure it begins the whole shayla of migareah. What's migareah mean? It's beyond it, it's open to change. The word of open to change is only if I say right that I'm handling the topic of a chazaka de meikara. I want to go paskin the suffix, and I want to say, put it back on its last known status, which says that there's no change until we know this change. That's the side of chazaka. Nu zogich, this thing is open to change. B'yodoy. But according to this mahalach, it's nothing to do with the fact that we take on there's no change until I know this change. It's not the lomdus of chazaka to make kara. The word is that meheich atesis should be suffix wasn't said when we know the status of the zach. So what is b'yodoy going to help me? So it is b'yodoy. So it's not b'yodoy. It's open to change. It's not about change. It's about that vibalt erach, it's not a nemonis. Vibalt, it's not a nemonis. Vibalt, it's not a nemonis. So it doesn't work. It only works. The entire number one is mehechet tesei, I should make a sofik. But if I say right there, I don't have a sofik, so we leave it. Nobody can tell me, because it's biyodeh, that shafs a sofik. What's meintos? Today, the status of the zach is treif. Is b'chlal, if we nemon that this is the pshat in ischazik yisura, A, based on the new havana of what erechon nem b'yisura means, I mean, I'm saying two things. Yibalt erechon nem b'yisura doesn't mean a full-scale nemonis, like the Taz and like it's Mashman Rashi, so then the Pashtus in Ischazik Yisura is a different word in Gansin. And if that's the Pshat in Ischazik Yisura, then Lefishitas Rashi, Sepsuch Rishon Bechal, the Musag of Ligare as a Chazoko, because the word is, we're not talking about a Chazoko, we're talking about when does it work to say, Mehechetes should be Mistapik. Is Lefize, so the Teretz of the Shmaitza and Beis HaLevi is not appropriate for Rashi. So what is the Teretz? So we have the Chiddush Aran. The Beis HaLevi took the Chiddush Aran and said he meant my pshat also, which is as a Megareh the Chazaka. But the Chiddush Aran says it's a pshara. So Baseinu taught us, look at Reb Nochum over there, that the Chiddush Aran meant something else. The Chiddush Aran didn't mean to say that Ayidei, the Biyodoi, there's no Ischazik, and that's why it's equal. What the Chiddush Aran meant to say was a very, very simple pshat. Chiddush Aran meant to say that Avada Biyodoi is a new Nemanis, but it's not a Nemanis that works by itself. All Biyodeh could do is it could strengthen the Erech HaNem Bisurim. I repeat. The Shmaitza and the Beis HaLevi took on that Biyodeh is a new Nemanis. It works by itself without Erech HaD. Rabbi Seinu taught us that even if Biyodeh is bailus, but it doesn't work by itself, it's not enough of a Nemanis. So what the Chiddush Aran meant to say was like this. When you have Ischazik Yisura, regular Erech HaD doesn't work. Why not? Because it's not strong enough. Not because Rabbi Chanan said there's no Nemanis. It's not strong enough. What does Biyodeh do? Biyodoi is not like the Beis HaLevi that it weakens the Chazaka. Biyodoi is strength. Biyodoi is bialus. It's not chanamonis. When I have a rechod, which is episonamonis, like we just said, and I have a biyodoi, which is also episonamonis, that knocks out his chazik. You'll ask me and say, okay, so then maybe Taka the Torah only gave a namonis only when it's biyodoi? That's the pshara. That's the pshara that the Ran said. The Ran said that biyodai plus erechad is equal to erechad without his chazik. That's a pshara. It's a power struggle. When does a weak namanus work? When doesn't the weak namanus work? I want to end off. It's not my fault I started late. So I want to end off with food for thought. I don't have what to think about for the next week. I want to end off with a very interesting shaila, very quickly. What's a din? It's machlekes Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Torah's Gittin. What's a din? Rabbi Akiva Eiger is in Yoradeh Simen Tesvov. Torah's Gittin is over here on the Gemara. Torah's Gittin asks a fantastic question. Bear with me for 1 minute, okay? The Gemara over here says, I'm going to say over one of two questions. The Gemara over here says that when the Erechot says that the gets kosher, he's clashing with this chazak. In fact, the Torah's Gittin, you're clashing with his chazik? You're not clashing with his chazik. You're talking about the get. The get has no cheskas iser. Zokta Teres Gittin, that it's a dover poshet, that if a guy said about a mikvah, that the mikvah is kosher before the tomei went into it, that's not called his clashing with his chazik. He's talking about the mikvah. He's talking about the mikvah. The Baal is talking about the mikvah. The mikvah is not his chazik. Afterwards, the tomei went in. Afterwards, he did a gerushin. That's Teres Gittin's question. So it's getting to go on for a dover pasha that when I talk about a mikvah before the guy went in, that's not called I'm clashing with his chazik. When I talk about a get before the get was made, that's not called clashing with his chazik. So his kid doesn't understand the Gemara here. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Simen Tesvov. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Simen Tesvov in Yoradeah and says, I have a similar shaila. Every animal needs to be 8 days old before you shecht it. A guy turned up and said the animal's 8 days old. A birthday, 8 days old, have a certificate. At that time, are you clashing with the Ischazik? No, because I'm not talking about the Shechita. I'm talking about, is it 8 days old or not? I'm going to use that Eidos afterwards to be machshir the animal and say that it was geshochten properly. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is that called clashing with Ischazik? The topic that I'm talking about is not Ischazik. I'm talking about whether the animal is 8 days old or not. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, yeah? Because in the end, you're going to clash with Ischazik of the animal. What's my raya, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Come on, get in daf beis. The Gemara says that I'm talking about the get, and you're handling me as Chazak Yisura. We have a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Teres Gittin. whether when I'm meir on a mikvah before the guy goes in, when I'm meir about an animal before the shechita, when I'm meir about a get before the gerushin, is that called I'm clashing with his chazik? Right now, not. In the end, I'm going to use the eidos to clash with his chazik. Machlekes Rabbi Kivegan Taraskin. Nechzi Anan. I want the Yom to think about this. According to the pshat of Rabbi Chanan, that his chazik means the story I'm saying is not a suffix. I'm coming to change information. This is not called a chazik. Because the story that I'm saying is the mikveh was full. I'm not coming to change the fact. Nobody knew whether the mikveh was full or not. So if the din of chazik is a din, what is your eidos? Is your eidos coming to change information? You can't change information with eidachot. You only can talk in a vacuum. I'm talking in a vacuum. I'm talking about the mikveh. I'm talking about the animal. I'm talking about the get. L'chayra, such a case shouldn't be called as chazik isura. If the problem of chazik isura is that I can't use an eidachot to be mighty from a chazakah, then I could hear. Because even though right now I'm talking about the mikveh, right now I'm talking about the animal, right now I'm talking about the get, but I'm going to use it tomorrow to be mighty from a chazakah. What does the Olam say later nupshat? Later nupshat that it's not a problem that I'm being mighty from a chazakah, and not because the narrative is the wrong narrative. Now the word is, mehechatesi only works for mehechatesi. It's not a problem that being mighty from a chazakah. Now the word is, that you can come along and say, listen, why not rely on him? That only works when I don't have information. We'll be in the case of the mikvah, the machlekes, the skin, the rukiveger.